Okay, let's get started with Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amid Beis. We will start with the third wide line on Lamed Amid Beis. But first we have to discuss a little bit of what we did at the end of the shir yesterday. We had a machlokas between Rav and Zairi, what the pshat of our Mishnah is. The Mishnah says that if somebody puts their straw outside into the street in order to be trampled upon, in order to be made into compost, so kalakodem bohen zacha, whoever wants to pick it up and take it, it's hefker, and therefore they could take it for their own needs because it was put in a public place. The question is, how far does that go? Rav says, bein begufan, bein b'shivchan. The straw can be taken, and not only the appreciation that the straw goes through as it decomposes into compost, but even the guf itself, that's Rav, guf or shevach. And Zairi says, no, the guf belongs to the owner. It's just the shevach that can be taken, right? That's the chilek. B'shivchan avalo begufan. We did mention that there was a suffix in Ibayat de lo ifshita, whether, even according to Rav, are you allowed to take the guf right away, or only after the shevach is existent, or right away, even before the shevach is existent, or do you have to wait? That was the shaila and the Rama paskind that lechadchila yes, but the eved lechadchila we don't offer it, but bid the eved if they took it tfisa lo mafkidan. We'll see that Rama v'Hashem soon. But the Gemara suggested that maybe this machlokas, whether we're kones gufan atu shivchan, is the same machlokas between tanoim about ribis, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, meaning if you have a shtar that has ribis in it, interest, do we say that the malve cannot collect the ribis? That's for sure. But can he also not even collect his principal? That's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Meir says you cannot collect either. Eino gova lo asa karen lo asa ribis. And the Chachamim say no. Only you can't collect the ribis. That's what's usur. But the karen can be collected. That is the machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Gemara wanted to say maybe it's a machlokas parallel machlokas tanoim. So we ended up saying no. Each of our opinions, Zairi and Rav, both could all like both of those shitas. It's not an exact parallel. But Tosfos here deals with an important point. Tosfos here, both Tosfosim actually. The first Tosfos shtar. First Tosfos says Shtashis Boribis, Kohenstanoso. And the Rabbi Meir says you cannot even collect the Karen. Nira Liri, Sherbi Meir Kones Lehefsit Achov Lagamre, Afilu Behoda'a, the Eidos Acheres. Even if the Malvet come, even if the Lovet comes and says, yeah, I borrow the money, I owe him the money, still Bezin would say, you don't have to pay him. Forget the fact that there are no witnesses. Even if he comes himself, yes, there's a principle called Hodas Valdin Kameidim Dami, if there's an admitting. But because this is linked to Ribbis, the Besdin will say, no, it's okay, don't pay. And the Maharik argues, today is Machlokas Rishonim, but that's what Tosa says. It sounds like for Rabbi Meir, the Mashma Ein Gove Klal. Mashma, you're not Gove at all. And that's really two deos in the Two deos in the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat, in Simin Nun Beis, has these two opinions. The Ramah says, just to read it, there's two seifim here in Simin Nun Beis, says the Ramah, but we pass on like the Chachamim. Afilu mimishavti. Rama mihu im hachayiv mode tsarech l'shalim lo hakeren. First quoting the Maharik. If the chayiv is mode, he has to pay him the keren. V'yesh omrim depater dekatsinan l'malve ve'ein tsarech l'shalim lo. Sham b'shei Mordechai v'kakosav adosav sham. That's our Tosfos. That even if he admits, Bezin will not force him to pay. Miyu, and then he talks about another detail. That's 2 days in the Ramah about this issue of Tosfos. But then we have the next Tosfos. Tosfos in v'chachamim omim gove es hakeren. So what do the chachamim say? That, and that's what we paskin, that he can be gove the keren and not the ribis. Mashma shegove al pishtar afilu mi mishabdi. Says Tosfos, it sounds like the Chachamim say that the Karen is totally fine. We even treat it, when the Malva is able to collect the Karen, it's considered collecting from Mishubadim, from the Shtar, right? Which is, the Shtar is a fine Shtar to use for the Karen. It just can't be used for the Ribbis. Ask Tosfos, but wait a minute. The Kasher Lari, Lama Hashtar Kasher. Why is the Shtar Kasher? We know Ribbis is one of the most all-encompassing Isurim. Right, the Mishnah says about Betzia, who gets the Avera? The Malve, and the Love, and the Sofer, and the Edim, everybody, and the Arev, everybody involved in the interest situation. So he has Tosis, so these Edim are Psulim. So how is the Shtar Kosher? Sounds like from the Chachamim that you can't collect the ribbons, but you could collect the Karen, and you could collect it based on the Shtar. So he has Tosis. What do you mean? Well, I'm a Shtar Kosher. Kivisho ha'edim over him. Alos is simun. Since the edim violate, afal gav de enam ede chamas, de ein marvichim klum, even though they're not ede chamas, ed chamas is an aid that is pasul aedis because he gets some financial gain. Right, that's an Eid Chabas, he's being paid off, he's bribes, he's stealing, whatever the case is, Eid Chabas, Hakaimalan Ka'abaya to be Shaocha the Velas Lachas Pasel. But we hold even not an Eid Chabas. Somebody doesn't have Veir Lachas is Pasel. So he asked Tosfos, in this case, why would the Malva, according to the Chabim, what we paskin, why would the Malva be able to collect even just the Keren based on the Shtar? Isn't this a Shtar Pasel? So Tosfos gives, just in case we didn't like any of the answers, he gives three answers. Tosfos gives three answers to this question. Tosfos says, third wide line. The Yesh Lomar, first answer. Delos Simon Alav Neshech Le'inshi Bimalve Ve'Love Ve'Arev Mashma Lehu. Ulahachi Lepasli Bahachi. Tosfos says, based on a Gemara elsewhere, somebody's only Pasala Aedis if they realize they're doing something wrong. If they don't think what they're doing is wrong, so then they're not going to be Pasala Aedis. Right? That's the gambling issue. Right? He quotes that, the Gemara in Babetzia, Dafei, Lo Sachma, Lo Ichi, Lo Dami, Mashmalahu, and elsewhere, the Ramah quotes in Choshe Mishpon, if somebody doesn't know that Mesachim Bekuvi is Aser, that's why it is Aser, but they're not going to be Pasala Aedis because they don't think it's Aser. Tosfos says the same thing here. People think that who gets the Aver of Ribbis? The Malva, the Lova, the people directly involved in paying or accepting. The Edim, they're just on the side. So yes, it's wrong, and they violate, but they're not going to be puzzle Edis based on that. Answer number one. Answer number two, Inami, Tosfos makes it Ukimta. You're right, normally, maybe the Edim will be puzzle. Fourth wide line, Kigon, Sheyesh, Edim, Shemanusim, Achmas the Fashas. Maybe it's a case where the Edim were Anusim, meaning the Malveh put a gun to their head and said, sign the Shtar, or I'm going to kill you. So in that case, they're not possible Aedis, right? It was forced. They were forced. Anusa machmas nefashos, as the Mishnah describes in Ksubis. And finally, the third, Inami, the third answer of Tosfos, second to last line of Tosfos, Kriyot Sha'amru, Ta'inu Bishtas HaMelech, they say there was some type of mistake. Fiyomari, okay, other answers. There is a more basic answer. It's not given in Tosfos here. It's given the Ksos in that Simon. Simon Nun Beis relates it to a discussion elsewhere that we have had before. There is a Mishnah at the beginning of Chulin where the Mishnah discusses what happens if somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos. Hashochet b'Shabbos u'b'yom ha'kippurim. So remember the Mishnah there on Daf Yud Dalet in the first parak says that the shechitaso is kshera. If somebody shechs an animal on Shabbos, even though the animal is shechita is an issur daraisa, the animal is kosher. So ask the Rishonim there, ask Tosfos there. But what do you mean? If somebody shechs on Shabbos, he's a mumar lechal shabbosos. So the shechita should be psula. A mumar who shechs, the shechita is psula. So there are various answers given. Tosfos quotes that if you only do it once, a mumar is only somebody who does it habitually. But if you only do it once, so then you're not going to be a mumar yet. You have to do it like five times. Do whatever. You have to make it a habit. If a person's type just got over him once and he was Mechal Shabbos, so he is not going to be considered a mumar yet. But the Ran there, in the Chidushim Ran HaChulin, the Ksos quotes it, Kivon she'einase mumar ad gemar shchita, ein shamumar alav elame osa shchita ve'elech. Says the Ran, even if you become a mumar from just once, but it's only after you did the Avera. While you're doing the Shechita, you're not the Mumar yet. Once you shecht it on Shabbos, so then you're going to become a Mumar. That's what he said. That's why that first Shechita is kosher. It's the second Shechita that's going to be a problem. The first Shechita, as you're doing the Shechita on Shabbos, you're not a Mumar yet until it's done, and then it's a good Shechita, but now you become a Mumar. V'raya l'davar, and he quotes a raya from Oso Vespido. So he says the same thing here. When did the Eidim become Pasul? Once they sign on the Shtar. But that first star is okay. It's the second shot that's going to be a problem. V.M. Cain says the Ksos, Nira, Tehua din hachanami, Kiva de Bemil ve alpe lo avriha edim ala susimun, the Kivan de efshar de lo asli de gvia lo avri lo dafka be edish shebishtar avri, once they sign. V.M. Cain, Kiva de lo avri ala mishas chasimason, lo nasu psulin ala mishas chasimason ve elach, ala masha chasam be hechshar hu u ashtar kasher vidok. That's the Ksos answering Tosfos' discussion. Interesting. Tosfos doesn't give that answer in Chulin, and Tosfos doesn't give that answer here. Maybe the Shitasa, Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says that no, once you are, you know, signing right now, and, you know, you're violating, you don't say, oh, you're only violating at the end. No, even right when one signs. Okay, so that, and the Nesivos talks about that, also there in the, Simon Nun Beis, on a very, fun topic that is discussed. When somebody becomes a mumar, is it only after they do it, or, during? Okay, that was just related to yesterday's daf, and now we continue from where we were up to. Third wide line, Lemakani Tadoi. So, let us say that our issue of Rabban Ze'iri, again, that we started talking about, Rabban Ze'iri, it is like the following Tadoim. It wasn't like the previous Tadoim. Let's say it was like the following Tadoim. Lemakani Tadoi. Hamotzi Tav Nova Kasho, Lurishos Rabban Lizvalim, like our type of case. Somebody puts their straw out into the street. Lizvalim, to be able to become fertilizer. V'huzak bohen acher, and somebody else trips on it, Chayiv Menisco, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, that's Chayiv Nezek. V'chalakon devan zacha. Not only am I Chayiv Nezek, if I put it out, but anybody could take it, which we said is somewhat ironic, going in opposite directions, because if I'm responsible for it, so it's mine. But anybody could take it, because that's what the Rabbanan fine me. V'chalakon devan zacha. V'asurin mishum gezel. But then the Brisa adds on, but it's Asur Mishum Geza, which we said yesterday, maybe it means after the first guy takes it. But we'll see. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, similar to our Mishnah. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol Makalkalin, Bereshus HaRabim, V'Hiziku, Chayav L'Shalim. Right, our Mishnah did not have the line about Gezel. It just says Kol HaKodem Mehem Zacha, but this Brisa has Gezel. Kol Makalkalin, Bereshus HaRabim, V'Hiziku, Chayav L'Shalim. Anyone who's Makalkal in the street, put something in the street that is dangerous, he has to pay. So far it sounds like the same thing as the Tanakama, but then umutarin mishum gazel. So ask the Gemara, what's going on here? Hagufa kasha. Within the Tanakama, we don't understand what a shita is. Amart kalakodem hemzacha. First, you say whoever wants to take it can take it, which sounds like it has the status of hefker. Midrabanan. V'hadar ka'amar asur mishum gezel. The very next words of the Tanakama say, no, you're not allowed to take it. So, what's the Tanakama shita? Ela lafachi ka'amar. Rather, maybe, what does the Tanakama mean as follows? V'chalakodem hemzacha b'shivchan. V'asur mishum gezel agufan. Maybe the Tanakama is being mechalik between the guf and the shevach. As we mentioned, you're allowed to take the shevach, you're not allowed to take the guf. So maybe the Tanakama holds like Ze'iri, who says you're only allowed to take the appreciation, not allowed to take the guf. V'yatzer, Rav Shimon Gamliel comes and says, no, afilu gufanami, even the gufan can be taken, kalakota behen zacha. So maybe our machlokas, Ze'iri, and Rav, is exactly this machlokas, between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Says the Gemara, well, you're right halfway. L'Ze'iri v'adai tanohi. According to Ze'iri, who says you're only allowed to take the Shevach and not the Guf, it's for sure machlokas tanoim. Meaning, Ze'iri cannot fit according to both opinions. Right, as Rashi says, the leka lameimar to kuliyama lo kansu. To Reb Shimon ben Gamliel kanis. Right, according to Ze'iri, who says you're only allow the person to take the Shevach and not the Guf, so he cannot fit to Rosh Gamliel. So according to him, it's for sure machlokas tanoim. L'Rav mi lema tanoihi. But the question is, what about according to Rav? According to Rav, do you have to say it's a machlokas tanoim also, and Rav can only go like one opinion, or could Rav fit in to both opinions? As the Gemara is going to say, Rav could fit in to both opinions. Just before even we see that, how they both could fit into Rav, if you look at the last line of Tosfos, Tosfos says, L'Ze'iri v'adei tanoihi, Tosfos says at the bottom, De'ein svara lomar, de'pligi b'halacha u'morin kein, le'inyin shivcha. It's difficult to suggest, according to Ze'iri, that everybody would agree that they are kones. I'm sorry, that they are not kones, like Ze'iri holds. You're only allowed to take the shevach and not the guf. And they're arguing about whether we would paskin this way l'chadchila, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute. But you can't say that within Ze'iri, says Tosfos. Why? Because it's obvious, says Tosfos, that the halacha of being able to take the shevach, again, what's if I put out my straw in the street, which is somewhat dangerous, and then it appreciates, says Tosfos, for sure, you're allowed to take the shevach, and the rabbi would paskin that way. If you go ask a shayla, can I take the shevach? They would say, for sure, yes. You can't say that that's the machlokas according to Zairi. Well, the machlokas is whether they would tell you you're allowed to take it or not. You're allowed to, but we might not tell you in the first place. You can't say that, because Tosfos says for Zairi, for sure, we would say that. The Meiri is not so convinced about that, whether we would say that or not. He has two deus. He says, maybe you could say that even for Zairi. But either way, let's continue. The Gemara says, within Rav, though, you can't have such a distinction. As Rav said up above, it could be that both Tanoim hold that we would fine the guf mishum the shevach, meaning when even the guf would be able to be taken by a passerby. Because you put this dangerous item in the street, it's your fault. You're taking a risk. Okay, you want it to be trampled upon, but if somebody wants to take it, they can take it. Rakoni's guf mishum shevach. Bahacha, and according to Rav though, Bahalacha vein morin ken kamiflagi. And the machlokas here would be whether it is the halacha, but would we pask in that way? Not every halacha not every item that is mutter, would we make an announcement and say, oh, it's mutter. Bahalacha vein morin ken kamiflagi. Right, the machlokas would be regarding that. De itmar, Rav Huda la Rav, meaning Rav would say, halacha ve'ein morin kein, Rav Ada bar Ava amar halacha u'morin kein. Would we ein morin kein? Well, would we say, it is the halacha, but we wouldn't tell you about it, l'chadchila, or not? Which way does it go? So Rashi explains. The Tanakhama holds that we're kones the gufa to the shevach, ve'ein morin kein. Meaning, but we wouldn't tell you that you're allowed to take the guf, if you come ask for it. You're right. Meaning, you could take it if you took it. But we won't tell you to take it, right? Kolakodu emzacha. I'm reading Rashi. V'afilu gufon di'eved, right? If you did, v'iasi meresha lekamon le'imluche. But if you would come to ask, what am I allowed to do? Rinan le'asur mishum gezel. We would say it's asur mishum gezel. That's how you read the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says kolakodu emzacha v'asur mishum gezel. Kolakodu emzacha. That means what the halacha really is. Asur mishum gezel is what we would tell you what the halach is, what we would tell you and advise you to do. That's the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say, no, we would tell you, take it. Morin kein, no problem. That's what we would tell you. Right? So that's, 2 points to mention. Number one, the Maariv Chayis here notes that this is a more unusual usage of this principle that we usually have in Shas. Usually when the Gemara says, halacha vein morin kein, that's the machlokas. The issue is whether we would announce it and give a public shiur about it, or we would only tell private individuals about it. Usually, when we say halacha u'morin kein, we would announce in public that this is mutter. Halacha v'ein morin kein, we wouldn't announce it in public. That's too dangerous. But we would tell private individuals if they come and ask. This usage is different. The Maariv Chayis just leaves the Petzarachian, why the Gemara is using it in a different way than it usually does. Here, the machlokas is whether we would paskin at all, even to an individual, l'chadchila, or not. So that's, again, a different usage. He says, achein adayin hatmiya bimkoma omedes, madua yishtane mishar duchta, dahapirish dafka l'rabim ein morin kein. So the Maariv Chayis just has the Petzarachian. Okay, but that's the Metzias. The Gemara here is using it for a different purpose than it usually does. The Rambam, just we mentioned it twice already outside, so let's just read the Psak. The Rambam in Hilchos Diskei Mamon, in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yadalin, has the middle approach, Lomaskana. Says the Rambam, Lo Yotzi Adam Tivno V'Kasho L'Rishus Arabim, Kidei Sheyidoshov Yasu Lo Zevel. A person should not put his stuff out. He shouldn't, it's dangerous. Shouldn't put his straw out. V'im Hotzi Kansu Oso Chachamim. And if he did, the Rabbanan find him, Sheyuka Hefker. Right, your stuff should be hefker. You are in mafker it, but tough luck. There are banan hefker, bezan hefker. It's hefker. V'chalakodu v'em zacha me'eis shenidoshu v'hishbichu. But as we had the unanswered question yesterday, anybody's allowed to take it from the moment that it starts decomposing into compost. V'im kadam adam v'zacha b'hen mishas hotzal or reshus harabim. If somebody took it right away before that, ein wasin miyada, they could keep it. Right, what's called tfisa lo mafkinan. If somebody, we wouldn't tell the person, but if he took it, because it's an unanswered question. The Rambam always, whenever there's an unanswered question in the Gemara, the Rambam says, look, hadchila, You don't have a chiyuv, but if they take it, it's okay, you're allowed to keep it. That's what he does here too. The afal pi shehein kehefker, and even though they're like hefker, and huzakwa and adam o behema, harezi amotzi chayav l'shalim. As the Mishnah said, even though it's like hefker, but you're responsible for it, you're responsible for it. Then the Rambam does say, as the Mishnah said, as the Brisa said yesterday, yesh l'chal adam l'hotzi es hazavel b'shaso tzavelim. There is a time of year when everybody does it, and then you're allowed to do it. But you should know, v'afal pi kein, imhizik, chayav l'shalim. Right, but if you took it out, you're taking a risk factor. As we said yesterday, sometimes things can be mutter, but you can still be chayav to pay. They don't always have to go together. Also, the interesting mussar that we learned from this last line about halacha ve'ein morin kein, not everything that is mutter should be done. Right? Sometimes something can be mutter, but if you come to ask the shiloh, the rabbi would say, don't do it. Right? Just because something is mutter doesn't mean that it is something that we should follow. And the Gemara Menachas Daf Sadi Test, where the Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, you have to see this in the context of a larger sugya, but according to one opinion, you could be yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with Kriya Shema Shachris Varvis. That's what the Gemara says, the name of Rishur Bayachai, which is interesting how you put that along with the other Rishur Bayachai in Brachas, the sixth parak, where he says, if everybody is Dosh Bishas Disha and Chori Bishas Kisharisha, Torah Matahayalai, Rishur Bayachai says, you gotta learn every second. Okay, but that's the Gemara. But after that line of the Gemara in Menachas, Sadi Tez, the Gemara says, Asur L'Omer L'Fnei Amaretz. Don't say this out loud. Don't say this too much out loud. Because you don't want people to think that there's such a minimal view of Talmud Torah. The Gemara, the next line says, Mitzvah L'Omer L'Fnei Amaretz. No, it's a good thing. People should realize that learning is not so hard. You gotta learn. You gotta push. But either way, again, at least according to one line there, just because something is mutter doesn't mean that it is allowed. And the Ramban talks about this very often in his commentary on Chumash in a couple of famous pieces. Probably the most famous one is Kedoshim Tiyu, where the Ramban discusses his concept of Naval Birshus HaTorah, where just because it's mutter doesn't mean it should be violated. And the Ramban says, we have to be poreish even from items that are mutter, says the Ramban. After the Torah explicates and lists off all of the isurim, v'tziva b'divar klali, sheni aprushim min amutaros, it says in a general way, even if something's mutter, doesn't mean I have to indulge in everything that is mutter. Yima'et b'mishagel, kinyin sh'amru, l'shuri tamayi chachamim, mitzvide etzol n'shosei en ketana golem, v'chulu, v'yikadish espo b'nayayin b'miyuto, even though wine is mutter, and meat is mutter, and being with one's wife is mutter, everything in the proper time and in the proper amount. And the Ramban also says this, a little less famous, but also it should be well known, in Va'eschanan, on the pasuk v'yasisa ha'yashar v'hatov, b'edei Hashem. The Ramban often takes these psukim that the Rambam thinks are just general psukim about following the mitzvos. The Ramban develops theses based on them. These are major messages the Torah is giving us. So here in Va'eschanan, the Asisa Yashav HaTov, do what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem. What's the Torah telling us? No, follow the Torah. The Ramban says no. It's telling us to follow the Torah even in places where it's not explicit what you're supposed to do. Figure out what the Torah would want you to do in this situation. That's the Asisa HaYashav HaTov. V'akavanah bazeh, ki mitchila amar shetishmar chukosa ve'edosa v'acher tzivcha. Follow the laws that he commanded you. V'yata yomar, and says the Rabban, then, now it says, gam kasher lo tzivcha. Even items that you're not commanded, tein daitecha la'asos HaTov HaYashar be'inav. Do what Hashem would want. Ki hu ohev HaTov HaYashar. And says the Rabban, v'zeh inyan gadol. This is something major. She'ef shall lahaskir b'Torah kol anagas ha'adam im shcheina v'rea v'chol maso matano v'tikuni ha'yisha v'medinas kulam. It's impossible for the Torah to list off every single situation that we would be in life. It's impossible. So the Torah gives you 613 markers. And then after that, the Torah says, figure it out. Figure out what Hashem would want you to do in this situation. He said, the Torah says, Lo Selech Rachel, Lo Samon Adam Reyecha, Bebnei Seva Takum. So then it says, V'yasisa Hayashar Batov. Figure it out. Apply all of my principles in the other context. So this idea, the background to this idea of Halacha V'ein Morin Kein is part of that. Meaning, the guy, Reuven, did something wrong. He put his stuff out in the street. And it's damaging. And you're right, it's hefker, and if you took it, you wouldn't be doing anything wrong, but, you know, it's not something that we would tell you to do. Right, that's what the Gemara says here, at least according to one opinion, ve'ein morid kei. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Last line. There's a lot more based on that idea, but we'll see at the end if there's more time. We'll mention some more opinions about it. But first, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true that Rav Huna says that we would not paskin that way lechatchila, and Rav Adar Bar Ava says we would? V'ha Rav Huna afkir chushlei. But Rav Huna himself was mafkir in a case where somebody put their peeled barley, Rashi, su'urin kalufin, somebody put their peeled barley out in the street so that it would dry, and Rav Huna was mafkir. So what do you mean? Rav Huna just said you don't do this lechatchila, right? Rav Adar Bar Ava afkir salikusta. Rav Adar Bar Ava, he was mafkir salikusta, which Rashi says are psoles itzurei tamarim, the residue, the leftover mush from the dates that you are making into beer. So bishlam Rav Adar Bar Ava kishmaisi. Rav Adar Bar Ava fits in fine. He was the one that says halacha umorin kain, and he's the one here that was mafkir that says lechatchila you're mafkir it. Elo Rav Huna lema hadarbe, was Rav Huna chozerbo? Did he retract his shita? He says you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Answer: no, really, he would say halacha ve'ein morin kain. You don't say lechatchila. Aye, why in this case you would? Hanhu mutarin havu. But these guys who put out the barley, they had been warned already. They had been warned by Rav Huna, don't do it. It's slippery. It's dangerous. Right? Don't put it out there. And they were warned. And since they were warned and they didn't listen, so that's why Rav Huna said, in that case, we will make it hefker. If you look on the Chashuke Chemet here, he discusses a case talking about being warned by all those around. There's a case, Sheila. Following case. Maisa Beruvein, Shemote Frielo Ovda. There's a case that, I'm sorry, wrong one. He says, Sheila. Reuven hakim sukkah ala midracha. Reuven builds his sukkah on the sidewalk. Next thing, he doesn't have a backyard. He builds on the sidewalk, and it blocks the way. It basically blocks the whole sidewalk. And his neighbors say, "It's not. You can't do this. It's not right. You're blocking the whole area. And if anybody wants to have a baby stroller, they have to go down into the street and then go up on around. It's dangerous. Vieshlis, so it's and he did it anyway." So, V'yeshlis tapek, he asked Rav Zilberstein in the Chashuke Chemed. B'shlosha sveikas. I have three shilas. Number one, if he did this against everybody's will in the street, is he yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah? Is this a mitzvah bab avera? We know that's where mitzvah bab avera is applied. Right? Lulav ha-gazel and Tosfos in sukkah daftes applies it to sukkah, gzula. So, am yotzei b'sukkah kazosi de chavaso b'pesach? B'sukkah? V'yachal avarech alau? Are you yotzei the mitzvah? Can you make a bracha? Number one. Number two, can the other toshavim remove it? Against his will? You're blocking the street. And number three, can they steal it? Is it hefker? And then they can steal it and maybe use it their own, for themselves. So, three shilas. So number one, he says, pashtus, he says, probably, according to many achronim, this sukkah would be a sukkah that you're not allowed to make a bracha on. It's a sukkah that you're stealing from the Rishus HaRabim, right? You're stealing it, nobody's mochel here, you're putting it in the street and nobody's happy about it. So, lechora, he says, you wouldn't be yotzei, right? He quotes the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Aleph about if somebody's mesachik for Rishus HaRabim, machlokas tanoim, and the Ramah paskins, that it should not be done lechatchila, b'dieven, maybe you're yotzei, but the Magen Avraham says, sarachian, mashenogu ksas la'aso sukkah for Rishus HaRabim, v'yimtim salomar, to call Yisrael mochalin, mikol makom, yesh la'akum chelok lehem, right? The non-Jews aren't mochel. So, the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham wonders that, you know, maybe you shouldn't be yotzei, and even if you want to be yotzei, definitely don't make a bracha on it. So our case, says Rav Zilberstein, even the Jews are not happy about it. So for sure, you shouldn't be able to make a bracha on it, number one. Number two, could they remove it? Pashas, yes. It's a barber shas harabim, right? If somebody wants to get by with a baby stroller, they have to go down into the street? No, you can remove it. Can you steal it? That's more of a shaila. He quotes our Gemara, right? Motzi Tivno, right? So then he says, what if they were warned a few times, like Rav Huna says here? So Pashas, if he was warned a few times, im masrim bo ve'eno misalek yitachein shemutu lezakos besukkah. De'amrina be'gemara hanu musrin hava u'mistaver shezeh afilu k'shein shevach mutu lezakos bo v'tzarachin. So he's not 100% sure about the last question, but that is a sukkah shaila relating to our Gemara. Weiter, here we go, says the Mishnah. Shnei kadarin, shrema achid zachar zeh. Two potters, right, a kadera is a pot, to two people walking one after another. Shrema achid zachar zeh in the street. V'niskal arishon v'nafal, the first person carrying his pots tripped, and he fell down. V'niskal asheni barishon, and the second potter tripped on the first guy, and he got injured, or his pots fell. Harishon chayav iske sheni. The first guy is responsible. The first guy fell down, and he's responsible for the damages that are caused by his being on the ground for the niske sheni. Which av hanezek is this? Let's wait and see. First, let's see the Gemara, and then we'll discuss it. First, machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo tema masis and Rabbi Meir hi. Don't think, says Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah is limited to Rabbi Meir. Da Amar, who we had before, 2 days ago. Da Amar, niskal poshea hu v'chayiv. This is not only according to Rabbi Meir, who says that somebody who trips is considered negligent. People shouldn't trip over their own feet. And if they do, they're going to be responsible for it. That's because they're negligence. So don't think that the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Meir, who says, right, and then the first guy who trips is chayiv for the second guy bumping into him. So don't think it's only limited to Rabbi Meir. Niskal poshehu v'chayiv, ela afilu l'rabbanan, d'amar anus amri anusu upater. Even according to the Rabbanan, who say if somebody trips, that's considered ones. Sometimes people trip, upater, hacha chayiv. Even according to the Rabbanan in this Mishnah, you'd be chayiv. Shehaya lo lamod velo amad. Because fine, you tripped, and that, you know, we don't hold you responsible for. But then you should have gotten up. You had time to get up. So therefore, in our Mishnah, you know why you're chayiv? Because you didn't get up in time. Shehaya lo lamod velo amad. That is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak says it even bigger, Kiddush. Afilu tema lo haya lo lamod. What if it was like right afterwards? He didn't have time to get up. Even if he didn't have time to get up, he's still responsible. Why? Hayalola has here, velo his here. He should have at least screamed about the guy, watch out, watch out! He should have warned him. Even if he didn't have time to get up. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, you're responsible if you didn't put out a warning. Even if you didn't have time to get up. That's the machlokas. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says no. Kivan, de lo hayalola mo, lo hayalola has here, ditarin. Rav Yochanan said, no. If a guy fell down and he didn't have time to get up yet, he's focused on himself. We're not going to hold him responsible to worry about the guy behind him. He's just focused on himself, and therefore, he's not responsible. So, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, are we going to make a person chayiv if hayolo lahaz here? That's the Machlokas Amoram here. Would we say that that is enough to be mechayiv? So again, now, let's talk. What is the av hanezek that is happening here? So this is a machlokes, pashas, between the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif sounds like he discusses that this is Adam Hamazik. Right? It's a person, it's Adam Hamazik. The guy trips over me. Just like we had before, Adam Mu'ala Olam. So it's Adam Hamazik. That's the av malacha that this is. Which then would be a chiddush if it's Adam Hamazik, because, if you remember, the Rabbanan say that Niskal is Ones. So we had that earlier. Is there a ptur of ones when it comes to even Adam Amazik? Or do we say Adam Mu'ala Olam even by ones gomer? That was a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Whether, and there are a few gemaras on each side of the issue, whether we would say total ones, even an Adam would be pater. So that would relate to this gemara would go on that list if it's true. But if you look at the Rambam says beferish that this discussion here is bor. So I'm on the street, I'm sitting down, and somebody trips on me. So I'm a barber shos harambim. Right, and that's why the Rambam says beferish when he quotes this halacha, you're only going to be chayiv for the guy if the second guy trips on you, but for his kalim, you're not, because bar we know is pater on kalim. That's the Rambam here in Ilchos Niske Mamon in Perek Yud Gimel, halacha ches and tes. After he quotes our case of the first guy falling down and the second guy bumping into him, b'amez v'ramamurim shu chayiv bin zakav shal sheni b'shehu zagufal shal sheni. If the second guy breaks his arm, avalam huzku kelav pater. But if his pots break, I'm going to be pater. She'enu chayav al kelim b'bar. V'chol takala todos bar hi kamosha b'yarnu. The Rambam says beferish that this case in the Mishnah is talking about bar. Okay, so we have a machlokas here, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and the Rabbi Yochanan, whether you're chayiv where you should have warned. So, Tanan says the Mishnah, Haya bal kor rishonu bal chavis achron, if the Mishnah we're going to have later on, it's on Amud Beis, Haya bal kor rishonu bal chavis achron, you don't have two people walking with kadar and pots, you have one guy walking with a long board, and one guy walking with a barrel. So if the guy walking with a long board on his shoulder is first, and the bal chavis, and the barrel guy is second, Nishbra chavis bekorah, if the barrel breaks by the korah, that means the second guy behind walked too fast. So pater. The bal korah is pater, because it's not his fault. The guy behind me walked too fast. V'im amad, but if the bal korah, if the guy walking with the board stopped, bal korah chayiv. So then he's chayiv, because he stopped. It's his fault. He made a short stop. So my love, what's the case? Why is he chayiv? Sha'amad l'katev. Isn't this talking about a case where he just stopped to fix the bundle on his shoulder? De'urchehu, which is normal, expected behavior, and yet, fiktani chayiv. He's so chayiv. Why would he be chayiv then? Tahavi l'lahazir. He should have at least warned the guy behind him. And therefore, what do you see from this Mishnah? You're chayiv if you should have warned. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Riot of Nachman by Yitzchak. Answer no. Kisha'am al lafush. The case here is where the guy stopped in order to take a rest. He didn't stop to just fix his bundle. He went, he's chayiv to take a rest, which Rashi says that's unusual. If you take a rest, you should get out of the street. You shouldn't stop in the middle of the street. So because you did something mishuna, you're going to be chayiv because there you should have done something more. You should have warned. But in a regular case, you don't have that chayiv. There's more to say about that, but let's just finish first. Avalam and lakasev mai, patur. But the Gemara says, oh, so therefore, there's a chilap between why you rested. If you stopped in order to take a rest, so then you'd be chayiv. But if you stopped in order just to fix your bundle, you'd be pater. So then, adatani seifa, why in the second half of the Mishnah do we come up with a new factor? V'imamar lo lebaal habayis amod pater. If he turned around and told the guy, stop, you'd be pater. He'd be pater. So lifnog v'nesibidi top. But aren't we mechalik within the first case? Bamed v'ramamurim, when do we say that the baal hakora is chayiv kishama lafush? If he stops to rest. But if he stopped just to fix his bundle, he'd be pater. Or the Gemara always asks that. Why do you come up with a new factor in the seifa, be mechalik within the first case? Answer, hakamash malan, diaf agav, da'amed lafush. No, the chiddush is, we want to get in this new factor. Why? Because even if he stopped to rest, ki ka'amar lo labalabayas, I'm out pater. If he warned the guy, he'd still be pater. Fine. That is case number one. Okay, we'll go to Tosas now. Tosas asks, fascinating question. So what did the Gemara just say? If the guy stopped to fix his bundle, then that's considered normal, and the guy behind should have known, should have stopped. But if he stopped to take a rest, so then he's going to be responsible. One second, ask Tosas. How does the guy behind know what happened? Why the guy is stopping to take a rest? The guy stops for a second. I have no idea why he stops. And I keep walking and I bang into him and my barrel breaks. So if he stopped for reason A, he's going to be punter. Reason B, he's going to be chayiv. What difference does that make for me? I'm the guy behind. I have no idea why he's stopping. Do I? So if I have no idea, so just like he's not going to be responsible if he stopped to fix his bundle, so he's not going to be responsible for rest. Ask Tosfos, I don't understand. Tosfos says, look about the 10th line of Tosfos, V'im Tomar, Kimuki la nami kisha amad lafush amai chayiv. Even if he stops to rest, why is the guy, he's going to be chayiv for that. Kiva di'i boile le'izdahure, b'mekasef b'm'obe lafush, since the guy has to be, I'm sorry, b'mekasef, since he has to be careful, that if the guy is going to stop to fix his bundle, he's going to have to stop, b'ome lafush nami I boile le'izdahure. So he's got to be careful for stopping. To be na yada imobi lakasev olafush posheahu. How does he know? So Tosfos says it must be a case where you can tell from the back. Meaning if the guy is just stopping to fix his bundle, maybe he's not lowering his bundle and he knows to stop, but if the guy's taking the rest and doing it to rest, he does something different. Tosfos says you have to say something like that. The Rush also explains there's got to be a difference between them. Or else you wouldn't know. So one of the Akronim in the Biur Adaf says maybe differently. He says, no, really, who is the burden of proof on? The burden of proof, the weight is that the person should be chayef. If he has an excuse, so then he'll be pater. But really, the starting point is chayef, because he stopped in the middle of the street. So if we could say, oh, this is normal, expected behavior, then we'll pater the chayef. And that's what you have by Omi Lakasef, if he does it to fix his bundle. But if you don't have that, then Mamela you revert back to the Chiyuv. Because that's really the starting point in this case, that the first guy should be Chayiv. So if you formulate it like that, that's another way to answer Tosis as Kasha. Period. Okay, so we answered that from the Mishnah. Tashma, let's try again. From the Braisa. The Braisa says, HaKatarin V'HaZagogin. Shema Achon Zacharzeh, similar case. You have people holding glass containers, walking one after another. Same type of case. Niskal harishon v'nafal, v'niskal hasheni v'rishon, v'shlishi v'sheni. Right, it's all like a circus. Right, the first guy trips. The second guy trips on the first guy. The third guy trips on the second guy. Harishon chayev in iske sheni. So the first guy is responsible for the second guy. Vasheni chayev in iske shlishi. The second guy is chayev for the third guy. Good. V'yimachmas rishon naflu rishon chayev. But if they all fell because of the first guy, then the first guy is going to be chayev in iske kulan. The Gemara will talk about how do you know that. V'im his hirus azeh paturim. But if you warn them, if they each warn, then said stop, pater. So what's the case here? My love, what's the case? Shalohayalohelamot. Isn't this case that they didn't have time to get up? They just fell on each other, and therefore why you chayiv? Because you should have at least warned. Again, a riot to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Answer, lo. Shalohayalohelamot. They had time to get up. That's why they're responsible. Avalohayalohelamot, my putter. But if they didn't have time to get up, what? You'd be putter? Like Rabbi Yochanan says, so ihachi, similar question. Adetani seifa, so then in the seifa, why do you come up with a new factor? Im his ziru zezeh pater, if they gave warning, your pater, liflo velisni bedida. Why don't you just be mechalik within the first case? Bamedvar mamurim, b'shahaya lohem lamod. When do you say that he's chayev where he should have gotten up? Avaloaya lohem lamod paturin. But if there was no time to get up, then we say pater. So why is the Gemara mechalik within that? The Gemara says, again, no, it says it's because of the Chiddush. Hakamash malan, tiyav agav dahay lohem la'amod. The Chiddush is, even if they should have gotten up, ki yisiru zezeh p'turin. If they gave warning, it's enough, even if they don't get up, as long as they gave warning, we'd say pater. Period. So we'll stop there for a moment. Very crucial. Learning these sugyas, makes us think a little bit about, Rachman al-Aslan, a car accident. Alright, what is the whole, the Mishnais and the Brises all talk about the front guy, the first guy is responsible. He shouldn't have stopped, this and that. But if we think about, in our day and age, generally, if there's a fender bender, the guy behind is held responsible. Right? It's always the guy in the back that is held responsible. So again, Rav Zilberstein discusses here again. If a driver stops, boom, suddenly, do we apply these Mishnais to our case, and the front guy is always chayev? So he says, if you look at the Gemara, it sounds like the first guy should be chayev, because he stopped, and he wasn't supposed to stop. But Pashtus is, that's not true. Because if you look in Baba Basra, you go, in these types of cases, you go by Bin HaGamadina. Shebekvish tamid ha'achron chayev. And we know, in our day and age, the guy behind is always responsible. Right? You always have to leave room in order to be able, if the guy makes a stop, that the person driving behind has to stop. And therefore, again, gam al pi din Torah nischayev v'fasheni. Right? Even al pi din Torah. Kivan sheiskimu umos ha'olam kulam al pi minhag ha'medina shebekvish tamid ha'achron chayev. Number one. Number two, v'nira od, from the case of the two mechoniot, imchaku umos ha'olam shetamid ha'achron chayev me'achar shechoshen lepikuach nefesh hitiwas malei ha'achrayut ala nahag ha'sheni shehu zechayev l'shmar merchak tazkanezu b'mechoniot lo menugedes l'din Torah. It's just using the svara of who's responsible. By walkers, the front guy is responsible. By cars, the second guy is responsible. And then he adds, amazingly, he says, but what do all these cases say? If you gave warning, that's good enough. Brake lights. Brake lights are warning. And if brake lights are warning, he says, and he talks about other types of cases as well, but that's putting it and bringing it lamaisa. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says four lines from the bottom. Again, the case is three people. One guy trips, the second guy trips on the first guy, the third guy trips on the second guy. Rava makes the following statement. There are five different ways that we've shown him on the sand this Gemara. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. The Rashi is printed on Amud Beis. Tosfos and the other we showed him have other pshatim, but we're going to go with Rashi. Amar Rava. Rishon chayiv, bein beniske sheni, bein beniske gu, rishon chayiv beniske sheni. The first guy is chayiv in the damages caused to the sheni, bein beniske gufo, bein beniske mamono. What does that mean, according to Rashi? Whether the first guy damaged with his body or with his property. Meaning the first guy falls down with his barrel, the barrel breaks, and the second guy gets injured. The second guy can get injured by tripping over Reuven or by cutting himself on Reuven's shards, right? That's Nizke Gufo or Nizke Mamono. So Rava says the first guy is Chayev, Benizke Sheni, whether the second guy got damaged by his own, by Reuven's body, or by Reuven's property. Why? Rashi explains, Reuven's body, that's Adam Hamazik. Right? Reuven's property, that's Bor. So there's a difference. Right, meaning, if Reuven's property gets broken because Shimon tripped, if Shimon's property gets damaged because Shimon trips over Reuven, then Reuven's going to be chayav for that because he's Adam Amazik, he's chayav even for Kalim. If Shimon's property gets damaged because of the property of Reuven, then Reuven's going to be patur for that because that's bor. But that's the first line of the Gemara. Rava says, the Reuven is chayiv, whether the guy tripped on him or on his property, but himself is Adam Amazik, his property is bor. Shani, but the second guy who now trips, and the third guy trips on the second guy, Shani chayiv benizke shlishi, benizke gufav, alo benizke mamona. But he's only chayiv if the shlishi tripped on his body, but not on his property. Ask the Gemara why. If somebody who trips is considered negligent, so the second guy should also be chayev. And if he's not posheya, then the first guy should also be potter. So which is it? So we're going to have three different shatim of for Rava. Try one, try two, and then try one again. Rishon, top of the Amud. So maybe this is the explanation for Rava. Rishon vaday posheyahu. Really, the first guy is a posheya. Niskal posheya. And that's why the first guy is going to be chayev for his body and for his property. Sheni agufo machayev tahavi lo lam v'lo amad. The second guy that fell, Shimon, his body is on the mamazik. So he's going to be chayev for not getting up. Amamono pater. But his property is going to be pater. Why? His property is bor, but he could say, da'amarle, hai bira lavana karite. This is a bor, you're right. Shimon's talking. This stuff that fell down and broke, but I didn't dig this pit. It's Reuven's fault. So therefore, I'm not responsible. So that's the chilek between person one and person two, according to Rav. So that's the Gemara that fits in beautifully, but there's a brisa that seems to be beferish against this. Meisvei, kulan chayavan on this kegufan, upturin on this kemamonan. That's a statement about our type of case. Everybody is chayav for the nezek of their bodies, and patur for the nezek of their mamon. Which sounds like it's against our explanation. My lava filu rishon. Does that mean even the first one? We just said the first one is chayiv, bein on this kegufo or mamono. And this brisa says, patro on this kemamono. So the Gemara says, lo, levar me rishon. No, excluding the first one. Excluding the first one. Says the Gemara, ba kulam tani, but it says all. So the Gemara says, amar vada brava, kulan ani zakin. All the ones that were damaged. Meaning the second guy and the third guy. So the Gemara says, hi, my, wait a minute. If you say the first one is included in the brisa, that's why he says all of them, to include even the first one. But if the first one is excluded, my kulan. There's only two of them. You have to say all of them. So if the first one's not included, it doesn't make sense that the brisa should say all of them. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Try number two. This is what Rava means. Totally different shot. Ela Marava, Rishon Chayiv. We're not talking about the Rishon's body and property. We're talking about the victim's body and property. The Shani's body and property. That's what Rava's talking about. Rishon Chayiv, Bein Benizke Gufo De Shani, Bein Benizke Maona De Shani. The Rishon is Chayiv, whether he damaged the body or the mamon of the Shani. Again, not talking about Reuven's body and property, talking about Shimon's body and property. The Shani chayiv, and that why? Because the Rishon is, his guf is mazik, and the other mazik is chayiv for everything. The Shani chayiv benizke shlishi, benizke guf avalo benizke mamono. But the second one is only chayiv in damaging the body of the third one, but not the mamon of the third one. Why? My taima. Zahavi le bor, because the second one's body is even bor. V'lo matzinu bor, shechai bo esakelim. And if he's a bor, if even his guf is a bor, so a bor is pater on kelim. So again, the Rishon, the person is Adam Amazik. The Sheni, the person is bor. Rashi explains, because the second one is not as negligent as the first one. And therefore we would treat the first one as Adam Amazik, and the second one as a bor. So the Gemara says, wow. So what are we saying according to this pshat? The second one, meaning the first one, the second one who trips Shimon, he trips over Reuven, and his goof is considered bor. Does bor have to be ownerless? Because a person doesn't make his body ownerless. So that's a machlokas we already had twice. Ha nichal de Shmuel. This fits according to Shmuel. De Amar kol takala baru. Shmuel says that bor could be hefker or a non-hefker. So then, this fits to say that the person, the second person himself, is called a bor. Ayalala Rav to Amar Iafkari in, Ilo lo, but Rav who says that bor has to be hefker, so Maigala Meimar, then you can't say this, because a person's body isn't ownerless, and we're suggesting that the second person is hefker, is bor. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Lo olam kedamar meikar. Go back to what we said originally. Right? This is the third pshat for Rava, but it's really the first pshat. We had 1, 2, and now we're back to 1. Go back to what we said originally, which was that the Ruvain is chayiv for damaging with his body or with his property, and the second one is chayiv only for damaging with his property. What was our question? The Brisa said that they're all pater on Nizke Mamono, even the first one. So, Udakasha Lacha, Kulan Chayavin. We said Kulan Chayavin, and Pturin on Iskim Amonon, that was against our Pshat. Tirgama Rav Ada Bar Ben Yomi, Kameh de Ravina, Shehuzku Kalim Bekalim. You know what the Ptur is? If Shimon's property got damaged from Ruvain's property. You're right, Ruvain's body, he's chayav for everything, because he's Adam Amazik. But if Ruvain's broken shards damaged Shimon's broken shards, so that's Pater, because Ruvain's property is Bor. And the bor is pater on kalim. So that's how we understand Rava's statement. And finally, Omar Mar, just getting back to the last line of the brisa that we didn't explain. Im machmas rishon naflu rishon chayav beniske kulan. If even number three fell because of number one, then number one's chayav for all of them. So, machmas rishon hechi nafil. How did all of them fall based on the first one? So, Papa Amar, de paske lo urche kishalda. If the first one fell across the whole street like a piece of novella, like, meaning he's blocking the whole street. So the second guy falls on him, and then the third guy falls on him. So then the first guy is chayav for everything. Or, Rav Zvid Amar, kechutra desamyusa. If he's blocking the street like the stick of a blind person who uses a stick to walk with. Right? Sounds like just the same thing, just different, descriptions. Tosfos points out, maybe there's a nafkamina lahalacha between the last two statements, whether it's diagonal or not. The second one is diagonal, the first one is straight across. Either way, just one final point, actually, it is interesting when the Gemara said before, kol hanizakin, they're all the ones that got damaged, you know, we're only talking about two things. Do we say, call all of them, when we're talking about two, the Yad Malachi, the Yishar Masiyan Malachi here quotes it, discusses, usually when you say all of them, it's more than two. Two is two, three is like all. But here we use the Lashon of all, meaning two, somewhat unusual. Reminds us a little bit of the Taz. The Taz says, even by saying all, you might not always mean all. The Taz wonders, Zinuchas Rosh Hashanah. Why do we say on Rosh Hashanah, about Hashem, Meloch HaKol HaOlam Kulo Bechvodecha? What do you mean, Kol HaOlam Kulo? It should be Meloch HaKol HaOlam, the whole world. Meloch al HaOlam Kulo. What's the double lashon of Kol HaOlam Kulo? So the Taz says, well, we usually have a principle called Rubo Kukulo. Sometimes the majority, Rubo Kukulo, is as if you did the whole thing. So the Taz says, when it comes to Hashem's control of the world, it's not Rubo Kukulo. It's totally all. Kol HaOlam Kulo Bechvodecha. So there you have Kol, meaning Rove. Here we're talking about call. Could call mean two? So we said it's an unusual usage, but that's what it is. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah, but the Shem will pick up with tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow we talk about running on Shabbos Friday afternoon and other types of inyanim of Nezek.